We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number four. Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. El Presidente.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm looking at something right now, and I've been seeing this. And if somebody were to mobilize this against you, my El Presidente, I'm afraid I'd probably have to go kinetic upon their fourth point of contact. Okay. Have you seen where Anthony Scaramucci has decided to come out against Trump? He's calling himself a former cabinet member.
Yeah.
Do you get to do that if you were on the job for less than 2 weeks?
I guess you can. It's just
he was a communications director for, what, 10 days?
Yeah, very short tenure there.
I mean, that's to me, that's like looking at somebody, hey, were you in the Army? Yeah. How long? 3 weeks. I washed out of basic training.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What he's saying is that he's putting together a group of former cabinet members to find a viable alternative to the president, and they're saying it's because he's unstable. Everybody knows it on the inside. Everybody on the outside knows it. Let's see if we can find a viable alternative. What is it about these people that get out there and think that they can get rid of the declaration of a group of voters?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this whole Never Trump thing has
He claims it's not about enough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it absolutely is. I'm sorry. He can deny it, but that's what this is. And even though he, you know, formerly had some affinity and association, obviously, with the administration, you know, now that he's out, I mean, this sort of comes under the guise of a disgruntled former employee.
See, if I was Anthony Scaramucci with those looks, I'd be getting I would go to like a TV network and say, listen, if you revive Creature Features, I'll be the host. Because he looks downright, I don't know. You know, he wrote a book about the president. It was supposed to be a really good book about him, and now he don't like him.
Yeah.
Of course, the president, he called him a nut job. He said, he was... with other candidates in the primary who all got shellacked, and then he wheedled his way into my campaign.
Yeah.
And then I fired him after 11 days. So he didn't last 2 weeks, and he didn't last 10 days like I thought. He lasted 11 days.
They do lovingly refer to him as the mooch.
The mooch. So I just don't – where do these higher forms of life come from that know more than the rest of us?
I don't know. It's just,
I mean, if I thought anybody was going to come out against the president that's in his inner circle, it would have to be Kellyanne Conway because her husband doesn't like the president.
Well, yeah. And that, boy, that's an interesting thing.
That has to be great at dinner time.
Yeah. No
Can
kidding.
You imagine if she gets invited to the Christmas party at the White House and she has to bring her husband with her?
Well, they may go all Israel on her and not allow him in. So, you know, I don't know. I get it that, a lot of folks do not like Trump's style, his persona, his personality. I get that. There's some issues I have with his way of doing business, too. But the thing is, the guy's getting it done. And my support, at least my approval of what's going on right now, is policy. It is all policy-based.
Yeah.
And for decades, we've had Republicans and Democrats who pretty much all acted the same with regard to trade, with regard to foreign policy, and many other issues that this president and you know, immigration policy, that this president is actually doing something about.
Yeah.
He's being stopped every which way that he can, whether it's by the Democrat Party or whether it's the Republicans or whether it's the federal judiciary or the left-wing media or whatever. You know, he's taking incoming from all sides, and he's still standing.
Yep. Now, see, this whole style over substance thing, that's one of the things I have problems with, because when I was in the military, when I was stationed at Fort Polk, which If anybody was anybody else was stationed at Fort Polk, if you want to call in and disagree with me when I say it's the armpit of the planet, you're free to. But at Fort Polk, we would go and we would be out on a field exercise, and they wanted us to dig fighting positions. The ground at Fort Polk is packed like cement. So getting out there with an entrenching tool that you unfold and getting out in there and digging a fighting position was quite the daunting proposition. So I made friends with the engineers. And I would have a guy, and I'd radio him. I'm here on this grid square, and he'd come up there with his backhoe, and I'd have 12 very nice fighting positions, maybe a little too deep, maybe a little too shallow, but I'd have 12 fighting positions in about 15 minutes. Everybody else would be over there in the middle of the Fort Polk heat, having heat strokes and going into all of these things, you know, being hooked up to IVs, still digging their holes. Yeah. And then my little lieutenant would walk over, and he'd say, "You haven't dug your grenade sumps yet." And I'd be looking at my guys, and they're just sort of sitting around all cool and collected thinking, you know, we're so far ahead of the game right now, we don't even know what to think. Yeah. And we don't have grenade sumps. And I'd look at them, and I'd be like, "Sir, but I'm ready to go." And, you know, I appreciated officers in the military when I served where they would say, "Sergeant Frady, go out and do this." And then they wouldn't stand by and watch me do it to criticize how I was doing it.
Yeah.
Just come back when I'm done.
Yeah.
And look at my result. And if you don't like that, don't spew a bunch of regulations at me. I got it done.
Yeah.
And I look at Trump. You know, he's out there saying he's going to build a wall, and he's tried every way to do it the right way, and then he's had to go through court and everything else, and now he's going to build a wall.
Well, I've got a question. One thing though, if you were in theater, in an actual wartime operation, would those engineers be around to dig your trenches there if necessary?
I don't know about that, but if I was in theater, those lieutenants would not be there to criticize me. That's one thing I'll tell you.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because a lieutenant rolling up saying, you know, you're not doing that by regulation, I just flip a little salute to him in the field. There you go, sir. Thanks very much for that.
Exactly.
They don't want you to salute him in the field. I'll be identified as a leader. Be drilled. So, I don't know how that would have worked. I would have presumed that in theater you wouldn't be digging too many foxholes. And I don't even know how much foxhole stuff happens now anyway.
Yeah,
everything's
exactly.
So mobile anymore. Yeah. So I this whole idea that we should get out there and worry about Trump's style. Well, he gets on Twitter and he says inappropriate things. Yeah, and he does. What are we doing here? Did we elect a Boy Scout, or what are we looking at?
Well, and, you know, I mean, look at the whole trade situation. And you know, I know that you've got folks going nuts trying to claim that everything wrong economically that is going on is the result of the tariff war with China. But he's actually getting some, it looks like he may be getting some things done.
Yeah.
And the things that China has been doing to hurt this economy and this nation is almost incalculable. I mean, you know, our manufacturing sector was decimated for a long time. It's coming back now, even though we had the previous occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue telling us that those jobs would never come back.
Never be back.
Wrong again.
Yep.
But I mean, and as Tara and I talked about, even when he was starting to do this in the beginning of his administration, this is a tactic. This is a tactic. The tariffs are a tactic. It is a negotiating tactic. That's what he's doing. I don't think that Trump necessarily wants tariffs on products coming into this country. But if you have to threaten that, how else are you going to move the opponent or your economic enemy into a negotiating phase?
He's doing that to get a result.
You know, that was the issue. We always conceded to the enemy through the previous Republican and Democrat administrations in the White House when it came to trade with China.
Well, that was the way it was done.
Exactly.
And Trump, see, this is the thing. And this is the thing I don't think politicians or anybody gets. They can never go back to that way of doing things now. Trump has exposed that for the lie that it is.
Very good point, yeah.
And I think some of these Republicans, like, and I don't know what Scaramucci's claim to fame prior to being in the Trump administration was. I mean, looking at him, I can't imagine what he might have been involved in or something. And I know that's, I'm just having fun with him, but... Do you think he could run Creature Features?
I've never watched the show, so I don't know.
All he has to do is stand there and go, "Good evening."
Okay.
And, if, you know, he probably can affect a pretty good Italian accent, sort of like Bela Lugosi, who is actually Hungarian, I think. But it doesn't matter. I digress, as I am wont to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is for the leftists among you out there that might be listening. I don't know how many's actually out there in the upstate of South Carolina, but listen to me. I want to make a suggestion to you. You should go visit America. I'm serious, okay? Now, the supposition that America is yearning to be fundamentally transformed, no matter what you may believe, is not actually true. It's not actually true. America, as a whole, has no desire to be transformed into Scat Francisco. No, none. None at all. The problem is the people who want to transform this country into a socialist open sewer know nothing of what is outside of their own little pinko enclave. If you get outside of your little states like Washington State and California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and actually go see America, you would find people who smile. If you have a flat tire, they'll attempt to assist you. They'll do that even when you display the insanity inherent in your blue homeland. If you go to a restaurant and ask if they have a vegan, gluten-free, keto alternative, they'll be very nice about it and smile at you and bring you a glass of water. You'll get to go outside and you'll get to go places where you will rediscover biscuits. Biscuits are good. And you'll find people that don't care anything about politics. They try to avoid politics, mostly because they have better things to do outside of an election year. Politics is a necessary evil for normal people. Unlike in, say, Santa Monica. Outside of Santa Monica, you're probably going to see very few fraying pantsuit Clinton bumper stickers on the back of the lime green Priuses that are out there. You might see some stickers that reflect an affinity for Jesus or military. In America, they like Christians, and they like vets. And a huge number of people that you will meet are both. So America is pretty much hell for the kind of leftist dweeb that you should probably find yourself surrounded by. In America, there's no talk of how guns are awful and how they need to be confiscated. Nobody was excited about letting the same folks who couldn't keep Jeffrey Epstein from gacking himself take over the medical system. No one was upset about the children of criminals who broke our immigration laws crying on the camera because they understand that if they get picked up for a DUI, MSNBC is not going to show up with a crew to videotape their children crying on the camera. Those are the kind of elite fetishes that you see advocated on CNN and the places where people watch CNN like Washington. They also play in the airport lounges, but the only political talk that I ever overhear was the generalized contempt for political correctness. Then there's the irritating leftist initiatives like paper straws. I'm told that those can be recycled. How? If you actually draw liquid through a paper straw, how do you recycle the wet paper when it comes apart? How does that recycle? I don't know. I mean, there may be some sort of a process I don't know about. But, you know, this is the generalized discontent with these gratuitous policy pokes at the normal people that they leftists seem determined to improve or at the very least eliminate. That's not to say that there's no activated aggressive people out there. There are. They're all over the place. We got time for that? Let's go to Edward in Lawrence. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I think we can all agree that out and out, door to door gun confiscation would be a bloodbath. And the powers that be recognize that. And I think these red flag laws are a way to kind of ease us into Well, they're only taking them away from people that shouldn't have them in the first place.
Yeah.
But that's something I want to get your.
Well, the red flag law is a elimination of due process. So I think just the idea of having them in the first place, which I think 13 or 15 states have them. So
my main point is I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Back to the bloodbath of door-to-door confiscation.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of local law enforcement has said they would never go along with that. But the way they would go along with that is if the Fed picked a few key players, like this guy named Bill, who gets on the radio and stirs up the right and, you know, all this stuff. If they want to take you out, all they have to do is show up at the local sheriff's office and say, look, we've got evidence that this guy is involved in selling child pornography and possibly human trafficking, and we're going to raid his house and you know, and then Film at 11 has pictures of them walking out with your laptop with their blue plastic gloves on, and that does a lot of things. It takes you out, but it also scatters your followers because they don't want to be associated with somebody who was involved in all that. And then, oh, by the way, he did have a bunch of guns in his house. But I think that would be a way to basically start taking out some key players.
Well, they could do that, but has that ever happened? Do you know of that ever happening? I don't know of that ever happening.
Well, I don't know, but I think I am suspicious when I see stuff like that on the news is this really what this person is guilty of?
So is there an example of something like that you can point out for me besides, I mean, the first thing that come to my mind would be Epstein.
Well, I mean, that's what kind of prompted me to have this thought process.
Sure.
Although I do think he was actually involved in a lot of this kind of stuff, but it would be, I think it would be easy for folks to believe that about.
Well, let me point something. You wanted my thoughts, so let me give you my thoughts on this. Okay. Let me give you my thoughts on this. Now, the country under Obama and under Eric Holder tried to run something called Fast and Furious. They could not contain that. Now, they had the complicity of the State Department, the FBI, the ATF, and the DOJ. They were all in on it. And they could not contain that information. That Fast and Furious was actually outed on an ATF message board. Okay? And we know what we know what Fast and Furious was, and they tried to conflate it into something called Gun Runner, where they were actually getting all the guns from one guy in Arizona named Mike Detty, who I know. But Operation Fast and Furious was a totally separate operation. They didn't even let the Attorney General of Mexico know that these guns were coming into Mexico. So when you look at the stuff that we know about the government with some of the things they try to do, like the biggest gun trafficking occurs whenever there's an ATF sting operating. We know that within the United States.
Right.
So when we know all these things about it, the idea that they could actually put together something like that and make it work and stick becomes sort of problematic for me, because especially coming from a leftist group. And I mean, forget, intelligence. Intelligence has become so weaponized now that they're concentrating on bigger fish, I think, to a certain degree. But that's just my thoughts. But I'm running out of time. Thank you very much for the call.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I want to talk a little bit about just because this has been brought up. I'm having Milton Cooper thrown in my face, and with what I have done since my show started out as something called Gun Owners of America Radio. It was a media arm, if you will, of Gun Owners of America at the time in 2012. And after some of the various rampage killings that happened while I was doing that. I would come down on the kill list from the pacifist every time something like that would happen. It'd be my fault that it happened here in Aurora or Sandy Hook or something like that. So on more than one occasion, I've actually had people within striking distance observing me and surveilling me. And every time that happens, I catch them. Not because I'm good, but because there's just only so many ways to do that. And when you're stationary and you're looking at somebody parked across the street, they have a lens trained in your general direction and you're just inside your house. They're watching for something. So on various times, I have actually put a weapon on and started walking towards vehicles while law enforcement was waiting to catch them when they went the other way. And that was a good time. So, Cooper, let's talk about Cooper. Now, listen, and this is the way it is. Do you remember when with Waco? One of the things that everybody got upset about was that we did not wait on Koresh to turn himself in. When they went to serve the warrant, they went there with the warrant and started kicking in doors and lighting places up because they said that they knew there were weapons and everything else. And then we had a big gunfight. The ATF got their clock clean that first day. And everybody's like, well, you could have picked him up when he was out on his jog. So let's go to this cat. This Milton William Cooper was his name. He was not a conservative talk show host. He was a conspiracy theorist. Okay? There is a bit of a difference between the two. Mr. Cooper met his untimely end. He became convinced in the 90s that Clinton and the IRS was out to get him. So in July of 1998, he was charged with tax evasion. And they just wanted to serve the warrant on him. And he evaded them for 3 years. Then he was in 2000, he was named a major fugitive by the United States Marshals Service. In 2001, November, the Apache County Sheriff's deputies attempted to arrest him at his home in Arizona on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and endangerment stemming from disputes with local residents. And they got into a gunfight, and Cooper shot one of the deputies in the head, and Cooper was fatally shot. He spent 3 years evading being served with a warrant. So, oh boy. So, that's my thoughts on Mr. Cooper. I don't look at him. If I was going to see a talk host being taken out, wouldn't we be looking at Hannity or Rush or Levin or some one of the big dogs that actually has a big audience versus somebody who maybe doesn't have as big an audience? Let's go to the phone. Charles, yes, sir.
Yes, Bill, first of all, I'm with you 100% on this Scaramucci stuff and other stuff that is being done with no basis to undermine the duly elected president. I have no problem with that. I'm not a never Trumper. I hate never Trumpers. They attack him from the left. That's why I hate them.
Okay.
But I had a conversation with you on the air about a week ago. And I'm talking about Trump's affinity for gun grabs and that he's not on our side on the issue. Now, though we agree 100% on Second Amendment issues, you and I. You just didn't seem to think there was a problem with him. But I emailed you an article that I found later that day, I believe. Gun rights supporters say Trump could lose their vote. And it's from the Washington Examiner, which is a credible source.
I just simply don't agree with that, though.
Well, okay, did you see where he says Trump told reporters that he would, quote, certainly, end quote, bring up a semi-automatic gun ban? You're talking about confiscation. And push lawmakers to expand mandatory background checks and to allow temporary right gun confiscation. I'll be convincing some people to do things that they don't want to do, and that means people in he's talking about twisting arms.
When did he say that, though? When did he say that?
Did you read that article I sent you?
Well, I just don't agree with that premise.
No. When did he say that? The article says when he says this.
The article says when he said it. When did he say it?
Right after the two shootings, a couple weekends.
And then after he said that, what did he say after that? What did he say in regards to Chris Cuomo, for example?
I didn't hear.
You didn't hear. Well, Chris Cuomo had a meltdown on video. And then he pointed out, should Chris Cuomo be red flagged? And that took the
entire...
Well, no, he shouldn't be red flagged. You shouldn't be red flagged for not being able to control your emotions and do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I would be red flagged over that.
you will be red flagged for being a conservative, and they'll claim that being a conservative means you can't control your emotions. That's what's coming.
And who's going to do that?
Talk about
Listen. Stop talking over me, and let me ask you a question. Who's they? Who's going to execute that?
Well, the leftists that run Washington D.C. in both parties.
How's that going to happen in the upstate of South Carolina?
Look. You know, the caller that you just met. Now, I'll segue into this with that. He said he talked about that Trump got some child pornography charges or whatever.
The last time that happened, that happened in the Obama administration when they started going after certain media people. I have a very hard time finding anybody in talk radio that happens to.
The Jihad Squad will make the Obama administration look conservative.
Who's the Jihad Squad?
Well, look at Venezuela. Look at every country the communists have
Charles,
taken
Charles,
over.
Let me ask you a question. This is not some quilt, okay? If you want to talk a point with me, let's not go offshore and everything. You were just talking about something happening along certain lines, and then, you know, I ask a question, so then we pivot and we're going to Venezuela.
Do you agree that the people that run the House of Representatives and a good part of the Senate want this country to be like Venezuela, where everybody's guns were taken and were all given to the drug gang?
Everybody on the left feels that way, yeah. And maybe on the right.
How far are they from being in complete power?
Huh?
How far are they from having the absolute power they want and us becoming Venezuela?
How would they execute that, though? That's what I'm asking you. How are they going to execute it? You got one cop for every 19,000 people in the United States. Logistically, how do they do it?
Well, you know, it's going
to be. You can't tell me how they can do it. I can tell you how they can do it. They can't. That genie is out of the bottle. The Pandora's box is open. They can get out there. They've tried it in New York. They tried to start a registry in New York. Compliance in New York, 4%. They tried it in Connecticut. Compliance in Connecticut,
7%. Wow.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, when you come at me.
As they consolidate their power.
I'll tell you what. Next time you want to call and have a chat, call and have a chat. But next time you want to call and start spitting a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with logic, you know, take a moment and have a nice cup of coffee. Okay. Let me lay this out for you just so, I want to make this perfectly clear. First of all, I operate under this theory called Occam's razor, which is normally the most simplest, most probably probable kind of explanation that's available to you is probably what is actually happening. Okay. Now, we can get out there and we can play this game where what if they come out there and they accuse you of exposing yourself to blind cows? And they want to take all this and we can play that game all day long. Okay, we can play that game all day long. We live in a world today of immediate informational dissemination, if it comes about. I like this thing with this guy in Florida who he's got the mistaken identity. That came out last week. It literally came out last week, and it got published yesterday, and it's already making the rounds nationally. And his plight is known. The Willis case in Maryland, where they served a red flag order on him and ended up killing him because he decided he was going to get in a gunfight with these guys because he hadn't done anything wrong, right? He just happened to live in a state where they had red flag orders. And he got turned in by one of his family members. He got shot dead by the police. And we knew about that. So all of these things were, like in the text line, I'm being told they're going to go door to door, and they're going to do it slowly at a pace enough to where we all know what's going to happen. Unless they're going to kill and eat the people they do it to, that will get out in time. Now, two other words I want to throw into this, Bundy Ranch. Okay? I know people who went to Bundy Ranch. I was invited to go to Bundy Ranch, and I could not go to Bundy Ranch. But I know people who were there on the ground at Bundy Ranch. And some of the people that were there were some, these were some boys that knew how to play. Let me just put it that way. And they went to play. And the feds couldn't do anything against them. And the feds, yes, they have helicopters and they have all these other things too, but logistics is what makes combat work. And some things are just not logistically feasible when facing a huge amount of people. And we put together, you know, America put together a large group of people in front of the Bundy Ranch. I'm not a big Bundy fan as far as some of the things that they do, but they did have that one moment where the people backed them up and the feds backed down. And what has happened to the Bundys? Yeah, they've gone on and done other things, and they've gotten arrested. They went and occupied some other place that was deserted illegally, and you know, so they got arrested for doing that. They broke the law. So what is it that you want? I got to ask you this. What is it that you want? Because logistically speaking, gun confiscation is never going to happen. It might start somewhere. And there might be some bad things that begin somewhere. And then things change in a rapid pace, at a very rapid pace. There will be things happening around you that you don't understand. You're going to see people mobilizing that you never would have thought had that capacity or capability. And it's all going to happen really quick, and it's going to be over within a week. And we're going to win. We'll win that fight. So, yes, the leftists would love for us to be Venezuela. They would love to have us under their thumb. They would love to have single payer. They'd love to have cap and trade. And all the things that I do talk about is in an effort to do things the gradual, peaceful way. Because some of the stuff that would happen in a really bad combat environment that might happen around here, most of you don't want anything to do with. I don't want anything to do with it. So we should not go that way if we can help that. But getting out there and having a conversation just based on the what ifs, we can play what if all day. We got in the meantime, we got other things happening that are actually happening that is. You know, some of this stuff is out there to distract us. Is Trump, Trump is not going to commit political suicide. That's all I'll tell you. He's already walking back universal background checks. He's already walking back red flag laws. Don't worry so much about what he says. Look at what he does. Don't worry about his process. Worry about his result. When he signs his name on it, that's what you worry about. Because he hasn't signed his name to anything yet. That is anti-gun. The bump stock thing was a rule change with the ATF. Remember that part.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.